Today, the nation is observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day in honor of the slain civil rights leader. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is Bishop Tony Branch of the Brockton NAACP and chair of the Brockton Commission on Diversity. Bishop, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me today.
So this year, we are celebrating the life of arguably the nation's most famous civil rights leader, following a year that saw a great deal of unrest after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and recently the storming of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Dan, you and I both know that Dr. King sought, and the nation knows, Dr. King sought nonviolent change. He would see the attack on the nation's capital truly destructive to the humanity that we should have for each other, which is love. Dr. King was all about love. When you look at the events of George Floyd and other murders that occurred through law enforcement, he would see that as the tradition of violence against unarmed African Americans that are unfortunately being done by police officers that probably never should have been officers of the law.
Would you say that progress has been made, though, since Dr. King began his work for racial equality?
Absolutely. Anyone that even suggests that we haven't made strides, that we have not made significant improvements, they don't know of the America that many of us know. They don't know the America that is shining on a hill. Dr. King, I believe Dr. King would talk to us today, if I could come up with any quote, with one of the quotes that were important to my life: our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that that don't matter. And I think that what we're looking for is the community not to be silent when you see incidents of George Floyd, not to be silent when you look at individuals that have nationalized a sort of Bill O'Connell rhetoric, moving us against each other versus moving us towards a common love of our humanity.
Now, you also have an event coming up this week.
We do, my friend. So we, with the banner of being relentless through the experiences that we have had over the last 4 years, we have Reverend Michael Walker, the former pastor of Messiah, will be joining us at our 35th annual Dr. King virtual breakfast. So you'll be eating breakfast in your home. And so please contact Phyllis at NAACP-Brockton-Branch.org or go to our Facebook website, the Brockton NAACP website, to get further information on that event that's going to occur 9 o'clock on next Saturday.
All right. So once again, the 35th annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. virtual celebration will take place Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For more information, go to NAACP-BrocktonBranch.org. Well, Bishop, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Be protected and safe. God bless you. Bye-bye now.